Praise the Lord. Y'all just keep believing with me. I'm going to be back to normal. I think I'm using both streams of healing, natural and believing God for healing. And I think maybe they may have found the problem. It's a nerve in my back, and so I'm putting the spiritual side to it, and they're going to put a needle with something in there and try to do something about it. But, somebody said, well, you ought to tell people they hinder their faith. Oh, I think it helps your faith. Helps you know, hey, I have to deal with stuff just like you do. And there's, my dad always said, use both streams of healing. If some of you heard him teach, you've heard him teach that. He said that, it says every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, right? Well, the devil not giving the medical people knowledge to try to help. That's the way God's trying to help his man in the natural. And so use both streams of healing. Amen. Praise God. Tonight, on Wednesday night, I like to really just sort of give y'all just a good lesson for both sides of the fence, natural and spiritual. And tonight, it's really that way. I'm talking about rising to a new level in life. Too many people are just going through the motions. Just one day after another. But I've noticed that God likes to lead us from one level to another level. He likes us to become higher spiritually, and he wants us to be more blessed in the natural. All you got to do is read about Abraham, how he blessed Abraham. And so let's look at this about how to improve our life and rise up to a new level or the next level. 3 John 2, that means 3 John, it's the second verse, because there's only one chapter in 3 John. All right, 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things, be in health, just as your soul prospers. And then Proverbs 23:7. I'll slow down. I get to going because I've got them all written out here. I don't have to go. Used to the preacher have to go find them in his Bible, but now he can cut and paste, and I have them right here in my notes. Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Now, living the average life is a reflection of your thoughts. The thoughts that you entertain over a period of time is what you become. It says here, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. The average person has the thoughts of, well, under the circumstances, I'm doing pretty good. Or, well, life's hard and you can't expect that much. Or, I'm not doing bad considering the circumstances that I'm in. That's sort of the way some people look at life, but that's not the way we need to look at life. We need to look at life and think differently. We need to think higher than that. We need to think all things are possible with God if you believe. I can do all things, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. All things. It didn't say spiritual things. It said all things. That means natural and spiritual. See, average thinking thinks the other way. Thinking at a different level, thinking on God's level, puts you in a different frame of mind. When you think about average, the average life, you think about the daily grind, the ordinary, the normal, the routine, the typical. Average. Average means standard, level, is defined as a typical situation. And the sad thing is, average describes too many people's lives. They get up in the morning, they go to work, they come home, they eat, they go to bed, they get up in the morning, they go to work. But hey, it don't have to be that way. You can have an enjoyable life enjoying the things of God. See, now some people think you can't enjoy the things of God. You can't have hobbies, and you can't race or play golf or do anything. Oh, you just got to read the word all the time. Well, you do need to. That can't take the place of it, but there's nothing wrong with it. Hello? You know? We need to learn that God wants us to have a full life. He said he wanted you to have it, life and have it to the full. Well, having life to the full is natural and spiritual. Enjoying natural things, believing God so that you have the money to buy stuff so that you can enjoy life. You know, I believe God wants us to have the best life that we can possibly have. And if we'll believe him and follow him, he'll show us how to do that. You know, I see different people sitting in this congregation that I know how they started out. Some of them just, you know, I mean, I hope Danny don't mind me doing this, but Brother Danny Burton back there, he started out over here with just little old paint and body shop, little old short, now he has it. And then, but that's helped him then to be able to go out and enjoy some things he enjoys doing besides going out and preaching. And he still has the business here running itself. And he ever so often he gets to go out and drive his drag boat. Or do you still drive your drag boat, Danny? Brother Danny. But you see, he's living life to the full. He's going up preaching the gospel. He started the entrepreneur, started his business, and God has blessed him, and he's enjoying life. I just saw Danny, and I could pick out several other people in here, and I know he don't mind me doing that. So, but you know, that's what God wants out of us. He wants us to do that. I mean, I enjoy preaching, and it's something that I've done all my life. I mean, since I was 18. But I enjoy stuff. When I was a kid, I played ball, and I still played ball. After I was an adult, I played ball in high school, and then when I was associate pastor in Texas, I formed the South Side Athletic Department, but we called it the SAD Department. Southside Athletic Department, Southside Assembly Church. And we played fast pitch softball. Now, most of you guys, how many guys are old enough that you played fast pitch softball? Now, fast pitch softball, it's a fast game. I mean, people think softball now, they think that slow pitch stuff. Well, I started playing that when all the fast pitch left. But I want to tell you what, if you got a good fastball, if you got a good pitcher, it's got a good fastball, it's coming in, it's equivalent to, if it's good, it can be coming in at 100 miles an hour. I mean, I've heard as the ball come by, you could hear it sizzling as it come by. And, you know, and I enjoyed that, but I preached too. I did. I was associate pastor. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed life. You know, talking about alternative for Halloween. My dad always said this. He said, "If you're going to take something away from kids, then give them the alternative and of God, so that they see. If you say, well, you can't go out and get no candy." You know, you can't go trick-or-treat and get candy. Well, a little kid don't understand all that we understand. All they understand is all my buddies and all my friends will be able to get to go get candy, and I don't get to, Jesus don't want me to get none. That's what they understand. So we have this alternative, and while we're doing it, we have one of those trunks set up where they're going to present the gospel. Amen. And we always have we always have a bunch of kids, but we always have 20 or 30 adults that get saved during our harvest carnival. But how many of you have been to the last harvest carnival we had over here? There's no more room. How many of you realize it was so full you couldn't even get through last year? So we got to do something different, and so we're going to do this trunk or treat business. And it's going to work good for us because you're going to get involved. See, here's what we need to realize. We all have a responsibility. Now, this is not only for an outreach, but this is for our kids too. Gives them a safe place and a safe alternative, okay? If you want to live the good life, you got to get involved with God's life. And part of God's life is being involved in the local church. Excuse me. Can you see the difference in average thinking and thinking in line with the Word of God? Average thing, well, okay, I guess, all right, yeah. You know, I want to challenge you tonight, both in the spiritual area and the natural area, to rise up to a new level. You know, remember one of the phone companies, cell phone companies, oh, it's been 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago now, I guess, longer maybe, I don't know. They talked about their slogan was raising the bar. Anybody remember that? You know, because somebody asked you how many bars you got. It shows how strong your signal is. Well, they were saying they were raising the bar so you have a strong signal. You see, we as individuals need to get a hold of the fact we're going to raise the bar, both naturally and spiritually. We're going to raise the bar. Now, you know, let me give you a few things maybe that will help you to raise your bar, both on spiritual and natural side. Now, I'm you know, a train runs on two tracks, not just one. So our lives, we live our lives naturally and spiritually. That's two tracks. So we're going to go down both tracks tonight. Let me give you some things. Do a checkup on what is around you. Take a look at the people you're continually hanging around with. See if they are supportive and positive or whether they're not. You know what? A lot of people, a lot of times as your friend, as long as you don't get a little higher than they are, and then they won't pull you back down. They don't want to do anything to rise themselves up. They don't want to work hard to raise themselves up. See, we eventually become like the people we continually hang around with. Oh no, I'm not ever going to do that. Hey, if you hang around with ducks long enough and quack like a duck, pretty soon they're going to call you a duck. Now, you know, a lot of people say they hang out with, you know, they never intended to get in drugs, but they kept hanging around and they did. See, you need to hang around with people that have the like goals, and the same expectations in life. You know, have you heard the old saying, like attracts like? And then, you know, we've all heard of this, the saying, birds of a feather flock together. But a friend of mine went ahead and added this. But the end of the story is that they all fly to the same place. Now, this is unknown, but this is something you need to remember. 30% of your associates should be people who lift you up to their level. It's true. Sometimes we're going to have to change. We're going to have to change who we're hanging with. You know, you wonder why you're not a winner? Well, if you're hanging with losers, you're never going to be a winner. Or if you're hanging with people that they're satisfied where they are, they're dissatisfied, then that's where you're going to, hey, I never was satisfied. I don't like second place. Now, I've been in second place. We the staff team, I don't know, Ted, was you on that team? We won second place, and they give us the trophy, and I turn around, and I said, here, give it to one of my grandsons. He said, here, you can have this. I could give it to Kim. But, you know, the problem, and I don't mean this wrongly, but we all should be striving to better ourselves, both spiritually and in the natural. We should be striving to better ourselves. You know, you start talking about the Olympics, and the only people that everybody knows who won the gold medal, the only people that know who won the silver medal and the bronze medal is the person that did it and their family and close friends. Okay, come on now. You see, we need to also check up on our environment that you're in. Did you realize you cultivate or create, maybe would be a better word, the environment? People create an environment, and it will either hinder you or help you. You know, let me show you this. How many of you have ever walked in a room and you wasn't in that room, but there's some other people been in that room. You walked in that room, and the minute you walked in that room, you felt friction. Huh? That's because the words that have been spoken in there created an environment. That's why, and of course I learned this a long time ago, and I took my kids to school, I let them out of that car, I said, Jesus loves you, Daddy loves you, have a great day. And I hear the guy behind me yelling at his son, you better not get in trouble today, and you better not make a bad grade on that test. That's what he sent him off to school in. I mean, he sent him off in a bad environment. Come on now, don't look at me like that. Some of you looking at me like I fell out of a tree. I did, but I didn't hit my head. I didn't land on my head. Hey, you know, we need to be in an environment where faith-filled words are spoken. We need to be in environments that create a healthy environment, not negative. Not, you know, sometimes when people start talking, you need to tell them, shut up. My ears are not garbage cans. You know, you get around them, that's all they can ever talk about is junk that's going on. Oh, did you hear this? Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this? Hey, I'm not interested in it. Bible said if somebody messed up, pray for them. Don't talk about them, pray for them. Come on now. I'm preaching really good. Go ahead, Hagin. I believe I will. Inspire myself if you don't inspire me. You know, we need to realize that, you know, certain music may not be wrong, but you better listen to the words. Because they subconsciously start getting into you. And if it's not the right words, you need to just listen to something else. Hello? You know, I'm not saying that you can't listen to different kind of music, but you better be careful of the words that's in it. Even some Christian songs, you better be careful. Because they, you know, a song, I don't know, I heard somebody sing, and I was listening to some country gospel song and said something about the Red Sea and Joshua already come and gone. Well, Joshua wasn't, it was Moses that was at the head of the Red Sea. And And so that got me thinking, and so I started listening to songs. It's just been in the last month, I started listening to lyrics and songs. And I won't tell you what, there's a lot of songs, and they're pretty good songs, but their doctrine or theology is way off track. Oh, man. Change your environment if you need to make progress in life. Now, your environment may be all right. You may not need to change your mind. I'm just saying these are things you can check up on, okay? You know, sometimes you may need to change your methods of doing something or your systems that you're using. You know, the story is that one man, he was working on his house. And so he got part of it finished, the project he was working on. And he stood back looking at it and said, well, I guess that's good enough for who it's for. And he didn't know that the owner was standing right behind him. And the guy said to him, said, if that's the way you feel about this job, then you're fired. See, we need to get out of the idea, well, I guess this is good enough. No, always be pushing forward. Good enough is not. In fact, there's one of the insurance companies has got a deal on the commercial on the TV. Good enough is not enough. Anybody seen that? Yeah, good enough is not enough. You know, some people, it's okay long as just get by. Do the least amount I can to draw a paycheck. You know, sort of slipshod, productivity's not good. But I want to tell you what, however you are spiritually, you will be naturally. However you are naturally, you may have to change some things. Some people just, as long as I get by, I'm all right. I just don't want to get by. I want to be up here. Now, I didn't say you wasn't born again. I say you couldn't go to heaven. You can. But we need to realize that God has more for us if we'll just go after it. He made Abraham the richest man in that part of the country. You can go read about it. And then he said in Galatians 3:29, that the blessing of Abraham come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. Well, his blessing, the blessing of Abraham, was threefold. It was redeemed from spiritual death. See, you got to realize death, when it's talking about death in the Bible, most of the time it's talking about spiritual death, not because it said you were, Romans said you were dead in your trespasses and sin. Well, you wasn't dead, you was breathing, but you were spiritually dead. Okay? And then healing, and then finances. Those three things. That the blessed Abraham might come on who? Us, through Jesus Christ. Now, so you need to always keep learning and improving. You know, I mean, when I used to do sermons, I'd have six or eight different Bible translations, some commentaries and everything around, you know, I'm writing it down, and I'm not a good speller anyway, and I lose half of my thoughts because I'm trying to figure out how to spell this word. And you know, and for a long time I didn't, but I finally learned how to use the computer, and I can make my notes using the computer, and I like it a whole lot better, and it's a whole lot easier. And then that spell check helps me with my spelling. See, we need to improve our methods sometimes and our systems to rise to a new level. Always keep learning. both naturally and spiritually, always keep learning. And some of you that have been in my classes in the Bible school, you've heard me say, try to learn something every day, even if it's what not to do. Keep learning. You want to stay young? Keep learning. Keep your mind alert. Now, man, I'm running out of time. I better hurry. I got a long way to go. This is only page 6, and I got to go to page 16. So, and I got about 10 minutes, so I better hurry. Okay. Anybody get anything out of this? Yeah. Learn to focus on the right examples. You know, what you continually look at and listen to is what you'll become. So if you'll continually read the word, worship the Lord, God will rise you to a higher level and you'll get a different outlook. You know, just don't come and worship at church. Take time to worship God in your home. I'm not telling you to take hours. You know, there's a lot of people that take a lot of time reading the Bible and it don't do them no good. Now you say, what do you mean by that? Because it wasn't quality time. It was a lot of quantity. But their mind was thinking about other things and so forth. But I got to read this. It was quantity of time, but it wasn't quality time. I mean, 15 minutes of quality reading the word would be a whole lot better than an hour that wasn't, that was quantity, but it wasn't quality. Don't look at me like that. It's the truth. Some of you sat there, oh, I got to read now. I got to read the word. But, you know, and you got 100 things going on in your head. Just blank it out for 15 minutes and do some quality reading and then go do what you got to do. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, if you want to succeed, focus on somebody that's already done it. And watch how they accomplished it. How they got there. Now, my wife will tell you, I watch and look at everything. I observe everything. My dad was a preacher, a pastor, and then an evangelist. I've been in many, many churches. I've heard many, many sermons by other people. And I watched how they delivered. I watched what they did. I watched them. I watched the ones that were successful and the ones that weren't. And, you know, if you're in sales, you need to watch somebody that's a top salesman. Pick up some pointers from them. See, and if you need to change, then make some changes. Hello. You know, the more we look into the Word of God, the more we become Christ-like. The more we become like God. So focus on the things that will help you in life as well as spiritually. You know, there's no proverb that says that live chicks don't thrive under a dead hen. That's an old proverb. How many have ever played follow the leader? Yeah. You do what the leader does. And the point I want to make is that anywhere or anything you do, unless you've had somebody else that has led you, it's a little bit difficult to get there. I stand on the shoulders of two great men, my father and my father-in-law, two great ministers of God. I worked 6 years with my father-in-law, and I watched that man. That man had spiritual wisdom as well as natural wisdom. I watched how he handled problems. I watched how he handled the church. I watched how he did things. Then I worked behind the scenes for my dad for 31 years, and I watched how he did things. I stand on earth. I'm here today because I learned how to preach from those two guys. Then with my own knowledge and reading the word and studying myself. But you see, nobody gets anywhere by themselves. There's always somebody that has been their example that they have followed. Come on now. You know, hey, if you want to be in the painting business, then hook up and watch a master guy that's a good painter, and then start your own business. Whatever you want to do, however you want to do things, you know, you look at them in the church world. I mean, look for people that have good character. Look for ministers that don't take advantage of you. In the church, you know, in business, look for leaders who's going somewhere, who is doing it right and accomplishing it the way it's supposed to be done. You know, there are too many people, they're accomplishing, but they've done it crookedly. Come on now. See, we're just ordinary people. But with God, we become extraordinary. When Jesus chose the disciples, they were ordinary men. But in Acts 4:13, it says, the members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scripture. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. Ordinary, but they'd been with Jesus, and it changed them. See, refuse to think small. Think big. Refuse to not be, don't be stingy. Be generous. You got to believe you can accomplish both spiritually and naturally before you can do it. My dad used to say to me, son, set your goals high. If you reach half of them, you've really accomplished something. Set them low, reach all of them, you ain't done anything. I can still hear his voice in my head saying that. And I've told my kids and grandkids, set your goals high. I've told the young people, I take the seniors, the high school seniors, Lynette and I take them every year to a special dinner, and I speak to them, and I tell them that. I tell them, hey, don't set your goal down here. Set your goal high. And even if you don't never reach it, if you've got three quarters of it, you really accomplished something. You set your goal down here and you reach it, you ain't accomplished much. Come on. Begin to think about how much you can grow spiritually. Begin to think about how much more you can accomplish in the natural. Okay, I'm going to have to shut it down because my time's already up. So I'm going to be like my dad taught me. He said, okay, if your sermon gets long, just make it like a train. Unhook from that boxcar and hook back up there next Wednesday night. So we'll hook up here next Wednesday night and finish this message. I think I got three more deals I want to talk about, okay? Anybody get anything out of this tonight? Now, I want you to realize that I'm trying to talk to you about being successfully in every area, spiritually and naturally. Okay? So, Father, we spoke to the people tonight for a few moments, trying to stir them up to realize that you want them to go to a higher level. You want them to be more than they are now. You want them to be very successful in their lives, both naturally and spiritually. Father, I thank you that The words we say would have found lodgments, and if people need to make some adjustments, they'll make those adjustments so that they can be successful with you and also in the natural. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, everybody stand up. Amen. I trust you got something out of what I had to say. If you happen to be in here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, well, it's pretty hard to hook up with the things I'm talking about until you find Jesus. Or if you're in here and you know what it is to serve Christ, but you're not where you should be. As we're dismissed, if you'll come here, the men here and the ladies over here, they'll pray with you and you won't leave here like you came. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, you want to receive the Holy Spirit, you want somebody to pray with you about anything, job or healing, whatever it is, anything, come down here, they'll pray with you, okay? Hey, go find our first-time guests and take them to get that special gift. We're so glad to have you with us, and like they said a while ago, if you're looking for a church home, welcome home. Just come on and join us. We're having a great time serving God around here, unlimited, both naturally and spiritually. Amen? Hey, remember all the announcements? Hey, go out there and sign your trunk up, okay? And sign up for all the other stuff that we need to have done on that day also, all right? Hey, but guys, in about 4 weeks, we got men's conference. It's going to be great, so start talking it up. Talk to your friends and put it on Facebook. If you got a Facebook page, put it on there. Say, come to the men's conference. Let's start advertising it. Get it out. All right? Amen. All right. What other announcements do I need to make? Sunday morning right here, 10 o'clock. We'll be here. In fact, some of you don't realize, well, I have to come and teach in the Bible school, but I study. Wednesday, my study day. And so I got the sermon already this afternoon for Sunday morning. You come here and you find out what it is. 10 o'clock Sunday morning. God bless. Shake hands with somebody. Say, I'm going to another level. What about you? Hey, if you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, come to the front right now.